Es hat sich nicht bereits geschlagen, wenn wir heute mit der Tiefe mit Davkuf auf Alef. Mischa sagt, wir heute einmal loi kol vachulu. Fragen wir, ist wir heute beim Bava arguing la kula, that at times it can go more than 3 days to recognize a person, or la chumra, that it has sometimes it can even be less than 3 days that you're allowed to recognize a person, identify a person. Sagt mal, we find there, if demon and rava each allowed a woman to remarry based on a testimony of having seen her husband dead more than 3 days after he drowned. The Masbira, wir heute beim Bava argued la kula even, because if not, then who do they pass him like? Mar says, that's not a proof, because it could be cold water contracts the body and therefore allows recognition even after 3 days after death. Remember, we previously said that water does not allow for wound healing because it causes swellings. How can you say now it contracts? Mar says if there's a wound, it causes swelling around the wound. If there's no wound, it causes contraction. Mar says this psak would only be said when the witnesses saw the body very close to the time that it was removed from the water. However, if there was a delay in the seeing of the body after it was removed from the water, the testimony would no longer be accepted because the body quickly bloats and becomes unrecognizable. Zuck, the Mishnah, if a man fell into water, whether it's a small body of water whose ends can be seen by the people there, or whether it was an endless water, means the ends can't be seen, his wife may not remarry because we're concerned that he emerged without being seen by the people nearby. Rabbi Meir said it once happened that someone fell into a large well, and he emerged alive after 3 days of being underwater. Rabbi Yossi said it once happened that a blind man went to be tovel in a cave along with his helper, and when they didn't come up after the amount of time that one normally could live for underwater, their wives were allowed to marry. He therefore argues regarding the case of the water whose ends can be seen. The Mishnah says, a story took place in Asia where a person was put into the sea, a water that's endless, and they only found his leg. Lacham said if the leg was severed above the knee, his wife may remarry. If it was below the knee, she may not. Zuck the Gemara Brice says, if a man fell into a body of water and did not emerge, or Meir says his wife remains Osir, whether the water has an end or it's an endless water. Lacham say if the water has an end, she may remarry. If it's endless, she may not remarry. What's considered a water that has an end? Abaye said it's a body of water whose four sides can be seen by someone standing nearby by the water. Rav Shila once passing that the wife of a man that fell into a swamp but was not seen to emerge was mutter to remarry. Rav and Shmuel asked him, if a man falls into endless water, what's the halacha? He said, she's also to remarry. So they then asked him, was the swamp considered to be endless water? He said that it was. So they asked why he passed that the woman was allowed to remarry. He said it was actually a mistake, because he thought that since a swamp is stagnant water, it should get the status of water with an end. However, he later realized that we have to be concerned that a wave pushed him out beyond sight, and therefore his wife should not have been allowed to remarry. Abraisa says, Rebbe said it once happened that two people were fishing and one of them fell into a burrow made by the fish. The other person waited for as long as a person could live underwater, and when he saw that his friend didn't emerge, he went home and told his family that the friend had died. The next morning when the sun came up, the friend in the burrow was able to find his way out. The burrow had not filled up to the top with water, and therefore there was enough air on the top for him to remain alive, and he went home. Rebbe said how great were the Chacham when they said that a woman remains usher if her husband drowned in water that is endless. Fact number, why are we not concerned for a case of a fish burrow even in water that's not endless? Mar says, because fish only make burrows in water that is endless. Rav Ashi said, when the Rabbanan say that we cannot assume that a man is dead when he drowns in water that's endless, that's only if he's a regular person. However, if the person who drowned was one of the Rabbanan, we can assume that he's dead, because if he would have emerged from a distant place, everyone would have heard about it. The Gemara says, in the truth, there's no difference between a regular person and one of the Rabbanan. In both cases, Allah is, if the wife remarried, we do not make her get divorced, but we do not allow her to remarry. L'chatechila. Abraisa says, Gamliel told the story of how he once saw a ship sinking and knew that Rabbi Akiva was on that ship. He was very depressed at the loss of Rabbi Akiva. When he got to shore, he actually met Rabbi Akiva, who explained that he was able to grab hold of a board and make it to shore. Gamliel said, oh, the Chum was so right when they said that we can't assume death in endless water. A similar story of Bryce says Rabbi Akiva told the story of how he was once on a ship and he saw a ship sinking and he knew that Rabbi Meir was on the ship. He was very depressed at the loss of Rabbi Meir. When he got to shore, he actually met Rabbi Meir, who explained that he was thrown from wave to wave until he was thrown onto the shore. Rabbi Akiva said that the Chum was so right when they said that we cannot assume death in endless waters. Abraisa says, if a man fell into a lion's den, we cannot assume him as dead. However, if he fell into a pit full of snakes and scorpions, he may be assumed as dead. Yudim Abraisa says, even then we may not assume him as dead because we're concerned that he may know how to handle snakes. Tanakama holds, even so, even if he knows how to handle snakes, when he falls onto them, they would definitely become angry and would bite him. Abraisa says, if a man fell into a fiery furnace, we can assume him as dead. Similarly, if he fell into a boiling pot of wine or oil, we can assume him as dead. They said in the name of Rabacho, we may assume death for a pot full of oil because the spilling oil that bubbles over onto the fire causes the fire to burn even stronger. However, spilling wine weakens the fire, and therefore a fall into a pot of wine does not allow us to assume death. They said to Rav Acha, initially the wine weakens the fire, but then it actually strengthens the fire as well, and therefore you can assume death over there as well. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir, Ma'isa be'echa shenafal lebor ha'gadol v'chulor. Bryce says, Rabbanan said to Rabbi Meir, we can't bring a proof from a miracle. The Mara says, the miracle was not that he survived 3 days without food and water, because we find that the Jews in Shushan fasted for 3 days. The miracle was that he went 3 days without sleeping, which Rabbi Yechanan says is impossible. Rabbi Meir says this was not a miracle because he was able to lean or hold on to an arch or something like that and doze off for a bit, therefore it wasn't a miracle. Bryce says, the daughter of Nechunya, the well digger, once fell into a large well. When they told her of Hanina Mendoza about this, he eventually told them, don't worry, she'll be fine. It turned out that she was fine. They asked him, how do you know this? He said, I'm not a Navi, I'm not a Ben Navi. It just can't be that the child of a tzaddik would be harmed with the thing that this tzaddik did for the sake of the people. Rabbi Abba said, even so, still Nechunya's son actually never died of thirst. Zok the Mishnah, even if one simply hears women chatting and saying that a man had died, he can go report that to Bez Din, that, and it will allow that man's wife to remarry based on that. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if he hears children saying that they're going to eulogize and bury a man, that can be used as the basis of the testimony. Testimony is accepted whether the one giving the testimony intends for a statement to be used as testimony or not. Rabbi Yehuda Mabava says, if a Jew is giving the testimony, then even when he intends for it to be testimony, it's accepted as such. However, if it's a guy giving the testimony and he intends for it to be used for this purpose of testimony, then we don't accept it from him. For acting tomorrow, maybe the children were mistaken when they said they're going to eulogize and bury that man. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel said the mission means that he hears the children saying that they're coming from being maspid and burying that man. Maybe it was their pet grasshopper that died and they just had named the pet grasshopper the same name as that person. Mar says because he hears the children listing the rabbanon and the maspidim that were there. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel said, this is only true if the guy intends to be matter the woman to remarry. However, if he simply intends to give testimony, his testimony is accepted. How do we know what his intent is? Rabbi Yehuda said, if he says to Bez Din, this man has died, so allow his wife to remarry, that means he intends to be matter the wife. If he simply says the man has died, he only means to testify, not to get involved with the heter of the wife, and therefore we would believe him. Rish Lakish made the same distinction as Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said, we learned that Oishaya Beribi made this distinction, but the Chachamim did not agree with him. The Mishnah that says there are times that a testimony is believed is referring to a case where the guy says lefi tumai. We find a number of instances where a guy is believed when his statement is made lefi tumai, meaning he just happens to be talking about it, not trying to say anything with it. In one case where he had killed a Jew, Rabbi Yosef passed him that he was not to be believed because he said so with the intent of scaring another Jew to do as he told him to do. Therefore, he had a personal interest in making the statement, which therefore makes it that the statement is not called lefi tumai.